Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, when you look, Brian is always a consistent player just in the way that he approaches the game or that sort of thing, but production-wise, he's certainly much more consistent than he was last year. Anything that you see different in his game?
I don't think so. I think, you know, Litz is just, you know, I always look at him as a guy that, you know, has the ability to score a lot of goals. You know, maybe last year, he didn't maybe score as many as he typically does, but, I mean, he's a guy you can normally chalk into to be up in the mid to high 20s to 30 goals a year, and that's, you know, that's pretty rare for a centerman in this league. You know, you don't have a lot of centermen that are, you know, 30 goal scorers, and he's so great to play with. He's always in the right spot. You know, he makes the job for wingers so easy, you know, to just know that you have that support always down low. He never seems to mishandle passes. You know, you can throw it anywhere and he seems to pick them up. So, you know, I've obviously really enjoyed playing with him the last few years, and you know, it's great when he gets on a roll. He seems like he can't miss, so you just want to get him the puck.
You mentioned something there, but is there something in particular that stands out overall for you this game the most? If someone were to say describe Brian Little to me as a player,
I think Litz is one of those guys where, you know, the biggest compliment you can give him is that maybe he goes is just how unnoticed he goes. You know, there's some guys that, you know, you watch the game and they might not do some of the things where you're like, holy, you know, wow, that guy, you know, made a great play, but at the end of the night, he's probably one of the top guys in terms of making plays, creating scoring chances, and he's always been a plus player for us. So I think for me, you know, he's a complete package as a centerman. He can score goals. He has great hockey sense, and he's always in the right spot. So I think that's probably the highest compliment is that he's never out of position, and he's always where you need him to be.
What did you learn from the first two games against Chicago?
Well, I think they're, you know, they're probably the best transition team in the NHL. You know, you make mistakes, and they're creating great scoring chances and putting a lot of them into your net. So we need to take that part of their game away. You know, if we make them more one-dimensional, make them come all the way down the ice and create their offensive opportunities, you know, from playing in the offensive zone as opposed to giving them chances by turning pucks over, we're going to give ourselves a good chance to win the game. But we start, you know, trying to go back and forth with them, and we don't have a chance.
Thank you.
You got it.